Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Number one league on third down.
Yeah, there are the Bills, 56% on third down, but it's third and 10, throwing into the wind, way down the field. Oh, my goodness! This is going to be 98 yards to Gabe Davis! A 98-yard explosion, Josh Allen to Gabe Davis.
Very quick trivia question. Why were the Bills at their own two? Do you remember?
Like more than it just was like a punt.
Yeah. Tywan Jones, I think, kind of muffed it.
Oh,
there was a mistake. They got the Bills to their own two and then, pop over the top, 98-yard touchdown. It's a great highlight. Gabe Davis. Gabe had his highlights here. He's been cut loose by the Jaguars. We're going to get to Paul Hamilton on some Sabres front office moves in a moment. But, the obvious question is some want the Davis thing to happen. Do you think it makes sense? It would be effectively free because he's guaranteed the money he was going to make in Jacksonville. No one's going to pay him more than that. So whatever you pay, teams out there are going to offer the minimum. His money is the same. So the cap's not an issue. You want him, a team out there. He kind of gets to pick wherever he goes. So you like the idea of Davis. We'll get a call in on this and then get to Paul. Buff in Dallas. Hey, Buff, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Man, I think Gabe will be outstanding here. If he comes here, he's, I guess, the fourth best receiver on the roster right now if they play today. I put Shakir, Moore, Palmer, and Gabe Davis. The other guys play behind him. And then, for me, it's the case of buyer's remorse for Jacksonville. They were thinking they were going to get a number one receiver, but at best, we know he's the number two. If we get him, I knew he blew at his knee last season. So where is he on his physical? Do you know that information or what?
Go ahead.
For Davis?
Yeah.
He played injured last year. Like, there was a lot of talk of that, which happened, by the way, here.
Mm-hmm.
Was that 2-3 years ago that happened? So he fought through it. He played anyway. I think Mitch Morse actually maybe was the one who said he played through injury last year.
Yeah, last year at the end of the season, he had a meniscus tear in the midseason and a PCL sprain grade 2.
And that can help explain why that happened. But we've been down this road before where, like, oh, Davis played hurt, and then the next year he comes out and, like, oh, it doesn't look that different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I, I wouldn't say he's the fourth best receiver on the team, but I'm being talked into it as, like, there's really no downside to it.
He also had a shoulder injury last year as well.
Okay.
With the Bills, it was ankle a couple times.
Ankle
sprains in 2021 and 2022.
Yep.
Thanks, Buff, for the phone call. You're being talked into it?
Yeah. I haven't heard anything that is downside to it from the Bills' perspective.
Sure. If Davis wants to, he can call and say,
"Yeah,
I'll come for the minimum because I'm making the same. I want to join the team."
Like, the most I could get to on downside would be, like, would I be worried that he's going to take snaps away from Coleman? And I'm not really worried about that. So, not that he would do it. Like, I don't think the Bills would do that. I think the Bills know how important Coleman developing is, and I don't think, like, oh, Coleman's going to get half the snaps he would have because Gabe Davis is back. I would trust them in that process.
Even in that scenario, if he were to take snaps, don't you feel like that's an indication that the snaps needed to be taken?
It's more about Coleman than it is about Davis.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I wouldn't necessarily expect that. I don't think it's like you said, there's not a lot of downside. You could argue there's not a lot of upside either. And for me, it comes down to, you know, what Davis ultimately wants to do. He could decide he wants to try and win a ring because the Bills are going to be a contender, mm-hmm. or he could try to go to a place like, you know, the Giants or Pittsburgh, and show the league he can still play and get a next contract for, you know, 2 years and $16 million or something like that. Thanks, Bob, for the phone call, 803-0550. You can give us a call on that if you want, talking a little bit about Gabe Davis and his release from the Jaguars. Also talking Sabres front office, and joining us on the Western Hotline, Mr. Paul Hamilton, as we have a new member of the Sabres front office. There was a video Eric Staal tweeted out. So Staal is back next to Kevin Adams, not as a player this time, but as a assistant to the GM. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Paul, is this the kind of move you might have expected? This shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody. Is this, the Sabres want to beef up their front office and maybe give Adams more minds to bounce things off of, more of a collaborative, whatever it might be? Like, Adams needs bodies in the room to work with him.
Yeah, this is fine. I mean, it didn't really hit me as, oh, this is awful or this is great. It's fine. I mean, basically listening to Eric Staal talk with Martin Brown and Brian Duff, it's almost, and you know, other teams have done this. It reminds me a little bit about when Daniel Breere went to the Philadelphia Flyers. It's almost like he's there for an internship. I mean, Staal, when the guys asked him about, you know, what he'll be doing, he basically said, whatever they want me to do, I'm going to be there next week, and I'm just going to be like a sponge, like listening and learning and, you know, learning the front office and every aspect of it. And he goes, whatever they ask me to do, I'll do. And, you know, he does bring experience, that's for sure. He's a very smart player when he played, and he wasn't that long ago that he just retired, so he knows the league very well. He knows the players he played against and with very well, so he can help from that standpoint also. So, you know, and that's what the Flyers did with Breere. They brought him in and basically taught him every aspect of a front office operation. Then they made him the general manager of their minor league team, but he actually went there and lived in the city, which, you know, Karmanos doesn't do with the Sabres, and it looks like maybe he might not be back. He more was, you know, doing things remotely. So, you know, I could see maybe Staal. I don't know if he would be the GM of the Amherst right off the bat, just coming into the organization. But, you know, I could see him, you know, moving into a role like that eventually. But, you know, it's fine. I mean, obviously there needs to be more done to the hockey department. You know, you need to get I think, an experienced guy who maybe has been a general manager and somebody like that Adams can bounce things off of. And, you've heard me ever since probably before Adams came here. You know, Rick Dudley, to me, really should have been the general manager. Just is a great hockey mind. And, you know, it would be, I think, a fantastic mentor for Adams or anybody else that he would be around if he'd be willing to come. And, you know, I've asked around, and, you know, I was a little surprised by the answer that I thought, well, Rick Dudley probably wouldn't take the GM job here if it were ever offered to him. But people tell me that he probably would, you know, if it was. So, you know, that's a name right there where I've been kicking that around since before Adams was even here.
Real quick on that, Paul, you know, I'm thinking back to way back when the Sabres were purchased by Terry Pegula. One of the things he said is, like, there's no salary cap on coaching. There's no salary cap on scouting. The idea that the Sabres at that time kind of he viewed them as they could get advantages by spending more in places that weren't the salary cap. And, you know, 14 years later, the thing I'm getting to is, do you think the owner could be convinced here that you know how to get good players, you're committing to players, but it's really time to beef up your front office, that there's not enough happening in your own front office compared to what other teams in the league might do?
Well, remember, Botterill was fired because Terry Pegula wanted the hockey department gutted, and he wouldn't do it. And that's why Terry Pegula said we felt we weren't being heard. So part of the reason Kevin Adams was hired is because he gutted the hockey department the way that Terry Pegula wanted it done. And then after about a year of that, Adams actually convinced Terry Pegula that we have to start getting some people back in here. This isn't working like this. You can't have a hockey department like this. And so they started hiring more scouts again and getting the hockey department back with actual people in it. And instead of having the same guy being director of amateur scouting and director of pro scouting and a guy who has never done either job, you know, it's, you know, they did finally decide, all right, we needed to start getting some people in the hockey department, and they're going to expand it now. And again, this can't be your only move. I'm fine with the move. I don't think it's a bad move at all, but, you know, it's to me not a major move at all, and it's more needs to be done to the department.
Yeah. When we talk about Dudley and the experienced guy that could come into the organization, Paul, what do you think of for that role a little bit? Like, senior advisor especially is something we heard that yesterday, and that actually is Rick Dudley's title right now with the Florida Panthers.
Yes.
Like, in terms of, like, operating within the league, because Adam's been a GM a long time now, but to my knowledge, they've never had someone in that front office that had been a GM before, and maybe he would think, and this would even be an admission, just the fact that they're looking, an admission that there are elements of the job that maybe he thought he would have gotten by now or understood by now, and there still just might be a few holes.
Yeah, and this might have been one of the only reasons he kept his job, is he's be willing to do this, but deep down, he also might be hiring the guy who's going to take his place at the end of next year if things don't get better. You know, is he going to get a seventh year? Of course, I never dreamed he'd get a sixth year, you know, but so you never say never. If things don't get better, you're hiring a guy like that, and he might be the next GM of the Sabres, because there's only 1 year left on Adams' contract, which might be another reason why he's here for another year. So you don't pay a guy who is not working, you know, which the Sabres had a very big habit of doing, because the Sabres, like, for a while there, it's like everybody gets a contract extension, whether they deserve it or not. It's like, well, let's keep giving contract extensions. And that's the reason why he was paying a lot of people money that when they weren't working, when he's firing GMs and coaches, and because he kept giving people contract extensions when you're scratching your head going, why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There also is, too, this has maybe been a little bit more in question lately, the idea that the Sabres can't get anybody to come here, can't get anybody to say yes. And that's another thing that people will think about when we're talking about experience, more credible hockey people working for them. But then there was also, I mean, Jason Zucker did say at the end of the season that he doesn't think that that's the case around the NHL. So I don't know, how much of that do you think is an element here of someone they would bring in would help them? Maybe it's not even just with convincing players, but just looking more credible around the league than they are now.
Yeah, I think they. I think Stahl makes him look a little bit more credible from a that kind of a standpoint for the job that he's going to be doing. And if they would get somebody experienced in here, yeah, I think it would make them look more credible around the league. I think it's more difficult to get players in here because you haven't made the playoffs in 14 years than maybe an experienced guy with some general manager's experience to come into your front office. I think it's harder to do with players, and maybe it would be for the hockey department to be able to do that. So, you know, I've been thinking.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For a while now, you know, boy, if they could get Sam Bennett in free agency, but it's like I'm thinking to myself, why would Sam Bennett ever in a million years even? You would have to so much overpay him. Mm-hmm. You'd have to pay him probably Darlene money or something to get him to come here because, you know, you're going from a Stanley Cup champion team last year and a perennial good team to a team that hasn't made the playoffs in 14 years. Plus, I'm sure Sam Reinhart would fill his ears with, you know, because Sam Reinhart felt kind of shafted. Well, that's the reason that he told Kevin Adams he wouldn't be back because, you know, as Sam Reinhart said once he became a Florida Panther, I did everything I was asked to do there. And he was a good hockey player here. And they never once in three different GMs offered him a long-term contract. So, you know, I'm sure if for whatever reason he would consider it, I'm sure, you know, he wouldn't get a real glowing recommendation from Sam Reinhart.
Well, I will say, to connect on this, you mentioned Bennett. I don't think either the Sabres have any shot in heck getting a guy like that from a Stanley Cup champion. But I was looking at Dudley's career yesterday, and the last time he was a GM was in Atlanta, and he poached two guys off that Chicago team, Bufflin and Ladd. So, again, he's not working for the team yet, though, so...
Yeah. No, it's just, you know, one of those things that, you know, you look around. I mean, Bennett is exactly the type of player that I talk about when I'm talking about a veteran top six guy. I mean, here's a guy that he gets better as the playoffs go on. And you know, just I think the exact guy I'm talking about when I talk about the Sabres need to add a guy to their top six. The way he plays totally fills the role that I'm thinking.
Paul Hamilton joining us on a little state of the Sabres here as the front office changes or tweaks continue to happen. Paul, there's also some out there, Craig Gervais talking about Bo Byram. You know, you want one of these players. Is a Byram trade a way to get one of those guys that you're talking about? And what do you think the likelihood of a Byram return? You know, there's three opportunities or three possibilities. Trade him, play on the deal, or extension. What would you put list as the favorite right now for Bo Byram?
Probably trade him, I would think. I'm not totally convinced that Bo Byram wants to sign a long-term contract. Sure, he has to sign something for a couple of years. He's not a unrestricted free agent for a couple of years. So you may only be able to get him for a couple of years if he's not interested in a long-term deal. And then you've got a couple of years to make that type of a trade. And yes, I think he's the type of guy that maybe could get you a veteran type of a defenseman to play with Owen Power, who isn't a bottom-tier defenseman on your team. It seems like when they get those veteran defensemen, they're guys that are basically washed up in the league or just don't have the ability to play in a top-four spot. And so, yeah, I think Bo Byram could get you something like that. So we'll see where that goes. I think both kind of walked on eggshells when they were asked about it at the end of the year. So I would say probably the most likely scenario would be a trade, but I think if he's somebody you do trade, you're going to get good value back.
Yeah, and Paul, I guess you know, when you said walked on eggshells, from what we understand, and he probably told this to you, like what he's looking for, there seems to be a lot out there that Byram wants a larger role. And, you know, money wouldn't be it and fit wouldn't be it, but to be behind Dahlin and or Power, he wants to be a number one defenseman. So I guess what I'm getting at is if, in fact, the Sabres trade him because it doesn't look like he'll sign, we shouldn't take that as some sort of identity crisis, how the Sabres can't sign anybody. It should be more about how Byram just maybe wants something different for himself.
Well, he had a pretty good role here for a lot of the time, and you know, the numbers tell us that really the only time he played at a top level was with Dahlin. I'm like, okay, then go ahead and re-sign him and let him play with Dahlin. I mean, you're looking for a partner for Power right now, and, you know, Dahlin and Byram are both capable of playing the right side. And when they played together, they actually both played on the right side at different times and had some great numbers together. So that would solve the one problem. All right, now you've got a pairing for one, and it worked extremely well. So I would have no problem with that at all, and I don't think he would either because he's going to be playing a lot when he's out there with Rasmus Dahlin. Every time I sit there and watch Forsling play, I thought, boy, it would be nice if the Sabres. I mean, that is, again, the absolute exact guy I'm thinking of.
And that guy came out of not completely out of nowhere, but beginning of his career, no one was thinking about him being this good.
And look at how well he played at the Four Nations with Dahlin. I thought the two of them played extremely well together. I thought Dahlin had a really good Four Nations tournament despite being sabotaged by his coach almost half the time.
Yeah.
But I thought the two of them really were together, and I think he would be a great person for Owen Power also if somehow you ever could get your hands on him. You know, again, that is the guy I'm thinking, a guy like Forsling who could come here for a while, be a veteran presence for Owen Power, always be there for him, and just be a steady influence for him. You know, again, that's the type of guy I'm thinking.
If I could return to the front office stuff just for a moment, Paul, Frank Saravelli yesterday was talking about Seth Appert having an increased role, maybe just increased voice in the hockey department. You had talked earlier in the week about potentially Lindy maybe being that, and maybe that still is the case, but I don't know, do you have a thought on Appert from an assistant coach position maybe having more of a voice than a typical assistant coach? I don't know if you watched that Sabres Embedded from the trade deadline, but I mean, he's in that room, and he's speaking up quite often, and people were listening.
He was speaking up about players that he knew of.
Okay.
And he knew very well. That's why they were asking him about it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong, but it makes no sense to me. That's why I'm like, really? Is this really true? I mean, and Frank isn't the best insider. Let's put it that way. He can be wrong, And it wouldn't be the first time.
I think we thought Paterka was getting traded at the deadline after we were watching him. But
Yeah. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying that makes no sense to me at all. I mean, he has enough problems with a power play that's in the bottom of the league. Why are we taking away his focus from coaching the team? There, he has enough to do with that. Why would you be one or the other? If you think he's better suited for the front office, then make him part of the front office if that's what you want him to do. But I don't want him splitting his duties between coaching the team and running around trying to do front office stuff. It just made zero sense to me at all, especially since – Now, Seth Appert, I think, did a great job with kind of mentoring J.J. Paterka and Kulik, guys that he coached down in Rochester. Maybe it hasn't worked as well with Quinn, but with the other two, I think he's been instrumental in helping them become better NHL players because he knows them very well and he knows how to deal with them and how to talk with them. And that, so I think he did a good job with that. But, you know, nobody did a good job with Lindy Ruff's power play. So, I mean, to me, concentrate more on that than the whole thing makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah. Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Take care.
We'll keep you posted on the Sabres front office if they continue to make changes or what's going on there. But Eric Staal joining as an assistant to Kevin Adams. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. 803-0550. The Bills underway with phase two of the offseason program. Rookie camp about to get rolling. We'll talk to Sal coming up at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, we have the great Dane on the show. Dane Smith. As the Let's Bandits go to the NLL Finals.
You got to ask him about three-peat versus... We never came up with another name, did we?
We didn't. We're working on it.
Trolling the Chiefs, though.
That was my idea.
I wonder how he feels about it.
That was my idea. If you missed it,
yeah.
The Bandits, if they are to win a third in a row, just tweet...
Can't do it
at the Chiefs. This is what three straight looks like.
It's a funny idea. You can't do it. You can't possibly do it. No, you can't.
Are they not back to back to back?
They would be.
But this is what three straight looks like.
You simply can't do it. All the bulletin board nonsense around sports. The last thing I need is the Chiefs who spent a year fired up from Kermit the Frog at Raiders training camp are now going to be like, oh, did you see what the Buffalo Bandits said about us in May?
What will they do?
But again, like just even hearing like any of that could motivate. Just whatever.
803-0550. You're working on some Gabe Davis trivia?
I've got some Gabe Davis
trivia. Oh, some Gabe Davis-based trivia. We'll talk. Take
you want
phone
that
calls.
Instead of 06 Hurricanes trivia?
Oh, I mean, probably. Probably. Okay. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. We'll get to info on phase two. What can the players do now that they couldn't do before? We've got some of that. I also want to get into a little bit of... Connor Orr had an interesting idea. We'll get to this today. About retiring numbers. Like, let's stop retiring numbers. He has an idea what to do differently. So Abdul Carter of the Giants asked for 56. Sorry, that's retired. Asked for 11. That's retired. And football's running out of numbers for some teams. Connor Orr has an idea. I'll run that by through the course of the show as well. 803-0550 on Davis on the Sabres front office. You can join us. Wide open phone lines for you on WGR.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.